It can be hard to take the road less traveled when you're driving an electric car. Better charging infrastructure could make all the difference. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Sales of electric vehicles have really picked up in the last year or so. But at just shy of 6% of all cars sold in the U.S., they've still got a long way to go before they hit mass adoption. Sort of like the long way to go to find a charger in many areas of the country. There are currently about 100,000 public chargers in the U.S. The federal government wants to reach about 500,000 chargers by the end of the decade. And the bipartisan infrastructure bill includes billions of dollars to help make that happen. Reporter Ray Solomon of KUNC in Colorado has this story about how rural areas fit into the electrification plan.
Road trippers Jason Fleming and Abby Barclay plug in their electric Kia Niro at the back of a gas station in rural Julesburg, Colorado. They're a couple hundred miles into a 1,200-mile road trip.
We're coming from Boulder, Colorado, going to Jackson, Michigan.
Thank you.
The town of Julesburg sits way up in the rural northeastern corner of the state. It's not an area where locals own a lot of electric vehicles. There's only one registered EV in the entire county. But the federal government aims to change that. There's $7.5 billion from the 2021 infrastructure bill dedicated to building out EV chargers nationwide, with a special emphasis on rural areas, like this one in Julesburg. Fleming and Barclay can get a full charge here in about 30 minutes.
The last place we stopped, this is kind of a good top-off point.
This one's pretty critical because there's barely any chargers in this stretch. It gets better once I... Actually, this is the toughest stretch for us.
The average range for electric vehicles is 260 miles on a single charge. But cold weather, like today, hovering in the mid-20s, can cut that way short. That's why national and state plans call for fast charging stations every 50 miles along highways.
Getting it tucked up in the corner of the state there, about 180 miles away from the metro area, is just a really good sweet spot.
Tad Hoosier is with Highline Electric, the distribution company that opened this charging station here last August. He says they average just one customer a day.
We're not going to be a high adoption area, so this is not necessarily a benefit to locals, but it's there if they need it.
Even though rural America has been slow to warm up to EVs, electrifying the countryside is critical, says engineering professor Ria Cantu with the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
We need to have charging infrastructure in the rural areas.
Cantu says long EV road trips are the frontier. That's because the charging infrastructure that makes them possible is still emerging in places like Julesburg.
Public fast charging infrastructure makes a difference in rural locations because it helps complete intercity trips.
One day, there will be plenty of options for electric road trippers like Jason Fleming and Abby Barclay.
This isn't like an ideal stopping place, but it's, you know, it gets the job done.
But for now, this one station is essential for their big adventure.
That was KUNC's Ray Solomon in Julesburg, Colorado. And now for some related links. I mentioned electric vehicle sales hit just short of 6% in the U.S. last year. Globally, the figure is actually higher at 10% of all car sales, according to the Wall Street Journal. The growth is largely driven by Europe and especially China, which sold five times the number of EVs sold in the U.S. last year. The New York Times reported on some of the factors that have fueled the EV boom in China, such as the wide availability of cheap electric models, with prices starting below $5,000. According to Edmunds, the cheapest model available in the U.S. right now is the Chevy Bolt at more than $25,000. China also has a large and growing charger network. In fact, Bloomberg News reported just one province in China, Guangdong, has about three times as many public chargers as the entire United States. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.